This week's Cotton News line is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in three, two, one.
There's certainly been a lot of work that has gone on between leadership of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. The National Cotton Council has joined with groups representing rice, peanuts, and grain sorghum, urging that the farm bill that is in development maintain equity among all of U.S. agriculture. I think some of the concerns that we have expressed along with those other commodity groups has been to reiterate that any farm policy structure must recognize the differences in production practices that exist across the crops as well as the different production regions of the United States, and urged the agriculture committees to develop a set of programs that will best serve all commodities.
Cut two, coming in three, two, one.
I think the groups acknowledge that it's difficult to try to fit all commodities and all production regions into a one-size-fits-all policy, and that oftentimes choices or differences among the various commodities have to be recognized. And as we understand, there's been a lot of work and a lot of progress made along those lines. And we hope, as in these last few days leading up to the deadline that the Joint Budget Committee is working under, we hope that the agriculture committees will be able to reach a conclusion on a type of farm bill that satisfy those priorities.
Cut three, coming in three, two, one.
That is a crop insurance product that would be available to producers of upland cotton. We refer to it as a stacked income protection plan, or stacks for short, but would give growers the opportunity to purchase an insurance product that could cover losses between a band of coverage up to 90% and perhaps down to 70% with those levels adjusted by the producer. We understand that's still in the mix of the negotiations, and we hope that that's the policy for upland cotton that's included in any final agreement.